I'd like to introduce today's speaker. Today we have Tim Troutman, who's Vinci IT Business Analyst at the VA Salt Lake Healthcare System in Salt Lake. And we also have Ron Simpson, who's Lead Concierge Specialist at Vinci, standing by. Tim, can I turn things over to you?
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Here you go.
All right, just a moment.
That looks good, Tim.
Okay, let's get started. Okay, thanks for coming today. Today's cyber seminar will focus on using just Vinci resources to do a study. Vinci tries to be a one-stop shop for your research IT resources. So we'll be focusing on conducting IRB research. We will be using Vinci services, and there's quite a few. We'll be requesting data access from national data systems. We'll be using Vinci available data, and then we'll be using the Vinci workspace to do our analysis. And then, you see at the bottom, there's a URL to the Vinci Central website, which is your gateway to everything Vinci. Okay, a quick step-by-step on Vinci-based studies. So first step, and it's optional, is to get Vinci Concierge Assistance, and that's free. We can do things like a feasibility assessment, so is my study possible? You can do a data needs assessment and basically find out what data do you need for your study. Second thing you'll do is create your protocol and get your IRB letter. Third, if you're using real SSN identifiers, you need to get IRB approval for that as well, and that's a special form that I'll talk about. Fourth, we request data through the Data Access Request Tracker. That's the DART program. Fifth, we get Vinci data and project provisioning completed. Sixth, we use the Vinci workspace to do your analysis. And seven, optional training. So if you or your group need additional assistance or understanding about any of these things, we're here to help you. All right, let's talk a little more about feasibility assessment. So this is done prior to starting a protocol or a study, and it's for determining if enough subjects exist to actually conduct the study that you want. Now, to request one, you send the following information to vinci@va.gov. So we're going to need the primary investigator's name, the phone number and email address of the PI, a detailed description of the project. Then we need inclusion criteria. This can be ICD-9 codes, CPT codes, or labs. And we ask you to be very specific. Same with exclusion criteria, ICD-9 codes, CPT codes. These could also be ICD-10 codes. And again, be very specific. And then the study population, are you looking at national, VISN, or by station number or station numbers? And then lastly, your study period. And these are the dates to be included in your feasibility assessment. So these can be fiscal years, calendar years, or any random dates that you choose. Our Vinci Data Services team will contact you to discuss your request and set expectations, and you should allow up to 3 weeks for that request to be processed and get your answer. Now let's talk about data needs assessment, or DNA. This is where we help you discover the data that you need to conduct your study, which saves you time and money, and it's a service that none of people take advantage of. It's all well and great to go out and discover the data on your own, but sometimes you need assistance because there's so much data. So it is not for preparatory research where you explore the data yourself, and you can see more on that on our Vinci Central website under New to Vinci. And then the data needs assessment will deliver a list of variables mapped to Vinci data and a recommendation for your DART request. So to request a data needs assessment, simply send the following information to vinci@va.gov, your study protocol if you have one, or a similar objective study information, an extensive description of what kind of data you are looking for. And then our data services team will contact you again and discuss your request and, again, set expectations. And these typically take up to 2 weeks. And then there's always the third option of exploring the data yourself. We have a metadata viewer, which is available from Vinci Central under applications. And this is for exploring CDW dimension table data. We also have a DIM table. Oh, wait, I got that backwards. It's for exploring metadata tables, whereas DIM data viewer is for exploring CDW dimension table data. Then there's data descriptions, which can be found in many places. You can look on the VHA data portal under data sources. You can also go to VIREC, the VA Information Resource Center, and you can, of course, go to the Corporate Data Warehouse and look at things like metadata reports. All right, the second thing we're going to do is create our protocol and get our IRB. So you create your study protocol. You get a HIPAA waiver or patient consent from your IRB. You get your IRB approval letter, and you will need one from each location where an investigator is involved. So if your study includes investigators from, say, Salt Lake City and Phoenix, you'll need an IRB letter from each of those two locations. You will want to use Vinci Description for IRBs and our Vinci Information Security Description in your IRB application. And again, you can find these on Vinci Central websites under New to Vinci page on IRB studies. Now, for real SSN identifiers, you have to submit a form, and this form is just basically justifying your use of it. So do you really need real SSN since a majority of the data is available without it? If you get a data needs assessment to determine necessary identifiers for linking data sets, and that will help you determine whether or not you need real SSN. And often you need it for chart review studies. Now, again, you will need that form submitted and signed by your IRB, and you can find that form on the VHA data portal under the DART request process page. All right, fourth, we're going to request data access with DART. So DART is the online application used by NDS and other data stewards to approve access to various data sources. It is essentially a tool for collecting study information and documentation via a four-screen wizard. And this wizard conveniently determines required documentation based on your study entries. And that will distribute the request and the documentation to the data stewards who can approve online. And if you ever need assistance, again, vinci@va.gov. Okay, that brings us to our first poll question. I'll turn it back over to you, Rob.
Great. Thanks, Tim. So the poll is up. And the question, or the directions are, please select all that apply. Choices, and you can select any or all. Interested in using Vinci for a new IRB research project? I'm interested in moving an existing project to Vinci. I'm interested in the potential for a Vinci project. I will contact Vinci at va.gov for more information. We have a little less than 50% voted, so I'm going to let things go for a little bit longer. And votes coming in fast now. And things have leveled off, so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll. Oops, sorry about that. I'm going to go ahead and close the poll and share out the results. And Tim, what we have is that 52%, and obviously this is going to be over 100% because they could choose all, but 52%, a large number, chose option one, interested in using Vinci for a new IRB research project. 21% chose option number two, interested in moving an existing project to Vinci. 62% chose option number three, interested in the potential for a Vinci project. And 33% chose the final option, I will contact Vinci for more information. And I'm going to turn things back over to you. There you go.
Thank you. That sounds very promising. Okay. Next, I'm going to do a DART demo for IRB research studies, and this is just going to be a canned demo. It's not going to be a live demo on the application itself, so I can flip back and forth between informational slides and screenshots. So when you open DART and you go to your request tab, you're going to see the your requests, if you have any. And then at the top left, there's going to be a create a new request button as shown by the red arrow. And then a pop-up will show up, and you'll put in there your official study name, and this is going to match the study name on your protocol. This is not a short name or some nickname you've made up. And then you're going to select the request type from the dropdown, and then you'll select Research Data Access, and then you'll click on the button Create Request. So the first thing that's going to happen is DART's going to start taking you through the wizard, and then it's going to fire off an email at the same time to the person that's entering the information that started the request. And so you'll see this email that's on screen coming to you and give you some information about your tracking number and what the name of your study is. And then also included is a PDF file called DART Considerations. And I put a big red arrow there that says Read Me. So when you get this, you should start reading that right away. It has a lot of great information and tips and techniques, and it answers a lot of questions that you probably have about DART submissions. So that would be your first stop. All right, continuing on. So the first page of the wizard is the activity information screen. Here we're collecting your short name, your IRB number, some IRB dates, your expiration date, and then the start date for your study and the end date for your study. Pretty simple, straightforward information. Our second page of the wizard takes you to participants, and these are the people conducting the study. They are not the study subjects. This would be your PI, co-PI, study coordinators, analysts, etc. So you would use the Find People Picker. And it works just like any other people picker you've ever used. And you just select your person, and then you're going to select their location from a drop-down. And then you're going to select what if they're going to receive notifications. If they need data access, of course, check that box. If they need Capri or Vista Web access, there's yet a third checkbox for that selection. And then you would click the Add button, and it would simply add them to the participants list. Now, over on the right, you can see this is where we select who the principal investigator is. So it'll show a list of each of all the people by location, and then you'll find the principal investigator for the principal location and select them. And you can see there's a star by Ron Simpson's name in the screenshot that's filled in indicating that he is the principal investigator and that Salt Lake City is the principal location. All right, our third page is data sources, and this can be several screens long in the slide deck. So the data sources page is where it lists out all the data that's available and some of the parameters. And we'll start with some of the parameters, such as data storage location. So there's two places you can store your data, in Vinci, where we handle everything, or a local VA server. If you do choose a local VA, and or a local server. If you do choose a local server, you will need to put in all the information that about where that server is located so we understand where the data lives. So IRB approves of data study data storage location as defined by your IRB approval letter. And you will need IRB approval to move data storage locations to or from Vinci. And that's usually by way of a DART amendment. If you're doing a Vinci study, the data is stored and analyzed in our secure Vinci workspace. We secure your data and the access to it. If you do what we call a download study, also known as a local study, data is stored and analyzed on your local secure server authorized by your local information security officer, your ISO. So, and then you secure your data and the access. And that's always the PI's responsibility. Continuing on, there's a hybrid study, and that's typically when you select Vinci and local for your data storage. And that's typically used to generate study subject mailing lists in Vinci by doing analysis and then downloading the results for mailers. Now, if you're moving data out of Vinci, you need to comply with your IRB, data steward, and DUA requirements. Don't move identifiable data without checking. If in doubt, ask your PI or study coordinator. You can also contact Vinci at va.gov, and we can help you understand what is required to move that data. Now, if it's aggregate or unidentifiable data, it's okay to download without permission since it's not identifiable. Okay, continuing on the data sources page, it asks you, will data be transferred external to the VHA? If it is, and actually, if some studies actually require it, if you're going to move it internally, you'll need a DUA. And then next section is on identifiers, and you'll see that there's a link next to the label that says more about identifiers. So let's talk about this section a little more. So again, the DUA is required anytime you want to share identifiable or non-identifiable data beyond the VA with outside concerns. Some data stewards like OEF, OIF require a DUA for internal sharing as well. The DOA clearly defines data storage location and purpose for sharing. Now about identifiers. This is how to identify individual study subjects and link them across disparate data sources. And again, that link, see more about identifiers document. I highly recommend taking a look at that if it's your first time working with data, because identifiers can be very tricky and confusing. All right, continuing down the page for data sources, you come to the requested data sources. So this is where we began laying out all the available data sources. So from CDW, you've got the SQL formatted data sources like CDW, RAW, in production, MedSAS, CIU notes, MCA, NDEs. You'll notice that SAS format is no longer available. All our SAS is now available as SQL. Next section is mainframe access. So this is various data sets that are available from the mainframe. And then there's an other data section. So you'll notice a couple of them are grayed out. Then there's all these others like HERC, Homeless Registry, and then things like VSSC web reports. Okay. Continuing on, it asks you about data access systems. So if you want to use our Vinci SAS grid, you'd want to check that box so that we can provision that for you. And lastly, it asks you, does your study require an informed consent and HIPAA authorization, or does it require a HIPAA waiver? So let me talk a little bit about this. Vinci provisions a lot of data, but not all. Some are provisioned by other data stewards. If you're going to do mainframe data access, you're going to need a form 9957 as a prerequisite, and you'll submit this form to your local CUPS admin. And basically what that does is it establishes an inactive mainframe account. Once you're approved for data access, they will simply activate the mainframe account. Some data selections are no longer available and appear as grayed out. And when making your data selections, think about your data analysis resources. Does your team have the requisite skills? And again, this is a lot of people go into a study, they get the data, but they fail to account for a SQL analyst to actually manipulate the data. So that's something to keep in mind. Do you have the right resources in your team? And again, see data description documents for when picking out your data. All right. This brings us to the fourth page, which is required documents. So basically, we take all the information from the first three pages of the wizard and determine, based on the information entered, that you need such and such documents. And it'll lay out a list of documents, and underneath the title of the document is the reason that document's required. For example, required for CDW production domains. And then to the right, you'll be given a link to upload a document. And you can find these forms on the VHA data portal. So I just basically covered this slide. It is just a business rules engine that determines documents. The documents can be based on both location as well as individuals. And then Dart will automatically name the documents according to their purpose and archives them, thus preserving the data access authentication. And you can find blank forms on the VHA data portal under Dart. And then just to show you, continuing on down the page, here it's got a section for Palo Alto. That's a secondary location. And then you see there's two other individuals that need documents that apply to them specifically. And lastly, once you've completed uploading all your documentation, dotting your I's, crossing your T's, you will go ahead and submit the request. Now, once you've submitted the request, what happens now? So that request can take one or more paths. If one of the data stewards you selected is an what we call an independent reviewer, then it will go straight to that independent reviewer for approval. Most of the data, though, in DART is approved through national data systems. So the request will go to NDS for initial review. And in this initial review, what they do is they're just checking for completeness, making sure the correct documents are uploaded, and just looking for anything that might stand out as a flag or an issue. Once they've done that and they feel confident about the submission, they will send it out for secondary reviews. So this, if it's a real SSN request, it'll go to ORD for approval. Otherwise, just about everything else goes to security and privacy for review as well. And then also, if there's a data steward that also works with NDS and wants to do a secondary review, it will go to them as well. So once all those are done in parallel at the same time, once all of those have reviewed and approved, it goes to a final NDS review. And at this point, they just make sure that they've got all the correct approvals and the correct documentation. Sometimes there's checklists that are attached to that from the reviewing authorities about the request. And so after a final NDS review, they'll go ahead and approve it. And once that track is approved, and if you have an independent approver that's reviewing, once those both those lines are completed, then the request is considered completed. And then that's the end of the request. And then at this point, you can feel free to go ahead and amend the request. All right, which brings us to our second poll question. Rob?
Thanks, Tim. The poll is launched. Directions are select all that are true. Option number one, DART is used to apply for IRB research data. Option number two, I have already used DART. Three, I will use DART in the future to apply for IRB research data. Option four, I am interested in operations research. And option five, I will contact Vinci at va.gov for more information. And as before, answers are streaming in, but I'm going to give things a little bit more time so that everybody can give their answers. Things have leveled off, so I'm going to close the poll and share out the results. And audience members, you can see, Tim, I'll tell you, 55% chose option number one, DART is used to apply for IRB research data. 23% chose I have already used DART. 64% I will use DART in the future to apply for IRB research data. 44% chose I'm interested in operations research. And 52% I will contact Vinci at va.gov for more information. Back to your slides.
All right, thank you. That was quite interesting how many people are interested in operational research. All right, continuing on, let's talk about Vinci provisioning. So Vinci is automatically notified of approvals by the DART system, including our automated project provisioning tool, and this is a new tool that we just finished building, just finished testing, and have stood up and are starting to use it, and it really helps automate the creation of folders and databases and things like that. So we can take care of your request much faster these days. Next, a Vinci Data Manager begins data provisioning of the study with the data provisioning tool, another automation tool we created, and allow up to 5 business days for initial contact. That gives them time to farm out the work to the right manager and then gives them a chance to look at the documentation and then they'll set up a correspondence site. So that third bullet, all communications between the study and a Vinci Data Manager run through a SharePoint Vinci Data correspondence site. And if you ever need to access that site, you can always access your SharePoint sites, Vinci SharePoint sites, through my Vinci dashboard on Vinci Central. Quick overview of data provisioning. So the Vinci Data Manager gets the DART notification as well as the study personnel. Then the data manager is assigned. They create the correspondence site, AD group, and database, and then they send the welcome email through the correspondence site. And this comes to the study personnel. Then the study responds with their data needs, and then the data manager adjusts the request as needed, and of course you will go back and forth several times to work out your cohort and the data request itself. Once that meets the study's satisfactory needs, that data is then provided to them in a database as a set of views. Okay, now that you've got your data, we need to use the Vinci Workspace. So one of the reasons Vinci Workspace exists is the Vinci Firewall to provide enhanced data security. Again, this is where Vinci handles your data security for you. It also provides access to computing power, software tools, databases, our SAS grid, and file and data storage. It can be accessed from outside the VA through a VA VPN solution of Rescue and CAG. The Vinci Workspace and shared project folders allow for national collaboration in research groups. So this really helps when you're working with VA personnel and WACs who usually work from like a university or something like that. And it comes in two variations. There's the standard workspace, which is usually what we give everyone. And then there's the development workspace, and that's a specialized workspace for software development. The difference being software workspace doesn't use any shared resources just in case you create an infinite loop in your programming and you take down you'll take down just your particular virtual machine as opposed to others in a shared standard workspace. Okay, we can't emphasize this enough, but please follow the guides. So if you go to Vinci Central and look under user guides, we've got a Vinci Workspace user guide, we have a Vinci Database user guide, and a Vinci File Transfer guide. And I would highly recommend that if you're going to upload and download files, that you go buy the book and look at the file transfer guide. One of the biggest traps people fall into is not reading the disclaimer on the download site, which indicates that, you know, you have to have permission to download this data. And so you want to ensure that you check with your PI or coordinator to make sure those permissions exist. And you're also going to want to let your IRB know if you're downloading data. If you already told them, you know, you're just using a Vinci Workspace, but now you want to download data, you're going to need to do a DART amendment and amend your IRB as well, and then get permissions. Okay, let's talk about optional training. So if you need training to use Vinci's resources, again, just contact us at vinci@va.gov, and we can help set up some personalized training if you need that. We also have self-service training on Vinci Central. There's the Vinci Tube site, which has video tutorials and cyber seminars, just like the one that we're having right now. And this will eventually be posted there as well. There's Vinci University, and this has a multitude of resources, such as videos, user guides, cyber seminars, and other resources. And lastly, there's Vincipedia. So this is where we have a lot of frequently asked questions on Vinci and our systems. It also has DART considerations. So that email that you get when you start up a DART request, and it comes with that PDF called DART considerations, we've also recreated that in the Vincipedia. And then there's Vinci data topics. So this a number of links to data sources, data descriptions, videos on data, and using data. And there's also links to policy handbooks. Okay, that was a pretty thorough look back at how to conduct an IRB study, getting started and using it in Vinci. Now field questions.
We do have a couple questions queued up. Audience members, if you'd like to ask Tim a question, you can use the questions pane in the GoToWebinar dashboard. Once again, click on the little white triangle next to the word questions, and it will open up the pane, and you can actually pull that pane out if you want to, if you need a little bit more room. First up, do you need an IRB letter just to use another site's data, i.e. no investigator at that site?
Can you repeat that again?
This person is asking, do you need an IRB letter just to use another site's data? Perhaps you don't have that answer.
If you're using another site's data, if you're doing IRB research, you probably need to get permission of the person that owns the data. You may not necessarily need a PI at that location to use that data, but you will need the data steward's permission, whoever the owner of that data is, in order to use it. So I'd say generally answer to that is no.
Okay, thank you. Are there any fees associated with any Vinci / Dart services?
All the Vinci services and Dart are free to use. There are some Vinci services that are more in-depth that are fee-based, such as we can do a chart review for you, we can help build cohorts, we can help build mailing lists. And there's a number of other things that we can do for you. If you go to Vinci Central and look under Vinci Services, you can see a list of what's available to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next up, can you show us a little bit about the MetaViewer and DimViewer?
Just a moment. Let me change my screen. All right, can you see Vinci Central now? Rob?
Yes, we can, yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go to Applications and open up Vinci Applications. And then you see here is DIM Data Viewer. Go ahead and click on that. Okay, so here's the DIM Data Viewer, and you'll start out, you can browse if you want through all the categories. A lot of times people just want to search for a term. Let me try something like Tylenol. And you can see it gives you a drop down of all the things in the database that have Tylenol included in them. So I'll just go straight for acetaminophen Tylenol. And then you see over here on the categories, it has broken down all the different categories that have Tylenol in them. There's 5 administrative categories, 1 in findings, 18 in procedure, and 14 in product. Let's say I'm looking for something about the product itself. I click on that, and then it breaks that down further into product DIMs. So there's local drug, there's pharmacy order, bulk table item, and primary drug. I'll just select primary drug here. And then you see it gives you a list of all the primary drugs that have Tylenol in them. And then on the right, it gives you a description of it. So that's basically the DIM Data Viewer in a nutshell. Now let's go back to the Metadata Viewer. So here in the Metadata Viewer, looking for metadata, I don't know if Tylenol works in this. Yeah, no results. Let me try clinic. Okay, in looking for clinic, you can see here matching schemas. There's con in CDW production, and it'll show you what domain it belongs to the right in gray. CPRS order, again, CDW production, dental. There's dimension tables, of course. There's non-VA meds. There's OMOP 5, ophthalmology, outpatient. It goes on and on. I'm just going to go ahead and select one of these, like radiology. And then it's going to give me the radiology tables view and views. And then you can see in here, it highlights the when the word that you put in is found. And this would be RADNX clinical history. Some of them have descriptions over on the right, some don't. And then look, you can look at the metadata down at the bottom here, the name, the data type, primary key, foreign key, field codes, ERD diagrams, VISTA file if known, VISTA field if known, and VISTA field number if known. And then you can also export these tables. You can just either copy it and paste it somewhere. You can do a CSV export, PDF export, or you can just go straight to print. Okay, that's Metadata Viewer in a nutshell.
Thanks, Tim. Next question. What is the typical time frame from the time NDS checks application for completeness to approval?
Right now, I think they're taking around 12 days, and that includes going back and forth with the requester. So if they have a question, they'll send back a request for more information, and you'll receive an email, and it'll go to your VA email address. So it's important that if you have a university email address, too, that you use primarily, that you keep checking your VA email address. And also if you go to the VHA data portal and go to the DART page itself, it does have approval metrics on that page. So right now it is, I believe, about 12 days.
I'd like to throw in that Capri, if you are selecting Capri access, that does take normally a couple weeks longer as the HIA team has to provision your username and access.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Next question, what are the requirements for using Vinci?
Okay. Generally, we prefer you to be IRB research. CDW generally handles the operations side of things, although we can handle operations research within Vinci as well. If you're doing an IRB research, you're going to have to get permission to use Vinci from your IRB. And then you also have to be, if you're a PI, you have to be a VA employee and a 5/8 VA employee at minimum. Then also, if you're not a VA employee, if you're WOCT, then that makes you technically a VA member, as long as you have a VA email address that's active and valid. You can use that to request Vinci resources and to use the DART application. Thanks, Rob.
Okay. This person's looking for the link to the Vinci Central.
Okay. It is vaww.vinci.med.va.gov. So again, that's vaww.vinci.med.va.gov. Okay, Ron. Rob, do we have any more questions?
I'm sorry, I had my microphone muted. Okay. We have one more, but there's plenty of time, so audience members, if you have been holding off, thinking that it's not important, now's the time to submit your question. We have a few more minutes left. So the last question that we have queued right now is, how can one find out about the fields that are available in the different data sets, e.g. CDW, TIU?
Okay. So there's several places to find that information. I'm just going to start straight from Vinci Central, click on Data Sources. I'm going to expand CDW Production. And then there's a couple links in here under CDW Production. So you can go to CDW and see their metadata reports page on their site, or you can go to Virix CDW documentation, which is what I would recommend doing. They have a really great documentation on CDW data, and I believe they have a, what I call research user guides. I think they have one on TIU notes. Let me just click on that really quick. And here's the Virix site. And then you can see they have getting started with using CDW. And this will give you some information on locating documentation, finding data, and what to expect with the data. So those are the best places to start looking. Also, let me point out, let me go back. The VHA data portal. So on the data portal, if you go up to data sources, you see a list expand, and this is all information that's been captured in the portal on various data sources, including CDW. And it'll give you some more information and some links and about the CDW data. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. This next person would like to know, is it possible to gain access to the Vinci workspace to analyze data that they have already collected, for example, using SAS? If so, is the approval process the same?
We absolutely allow that. All you would need to do is get IRB approval to move that data into Vinci. And when you're ready to do that, you just send an email to vinci@va.gov requesting access, notifying us that you're bringing your own data in. And we may check your IRB just to ensure that you're in compliance before we allow it. But then we can get you all set up in the Vinci workspace, and it doesn't cost you anything. Thanks, Rob. You on mute, Rob?
So a university student wanting to research a certain subject couldn't do it on the Vinci system?
Not unless they have a VA email address and identity and are a part of some sort of research study.
Okay, thank you. We have a couple more that came in. Can CDW or Vinci be reported in, say, in a school report, project, thesis, ...
I believe you have to have an attribution to Vinci and CDW of your use of them. And but otherwise, as long as you're authorized to publish that information, you sure can.
Awesome, thank you. This person is asking about slide number 21. Regarding page number 21 of the handout, is a DUA required to report results of data analysis in an article submitted for publication? For example, a table listing characteristics of a sample.
No, you don't need a DUA to report that information.
Okay, thank you. Can one access the Vinci Central without IRB approval yet?
Vinci Central is our website. That's different. I imagine what they're talking about is the Vinci Workspace. You can access the Vinci Workspace without IRB approval if you're bringing in your own data that you have collected that doesn't belong to any other data steward. We also do that for operations projects in Vinci. So the answer is yes.
Okay, well, that was the last question we had queued up. Perhaps if you have some closing comments,
Sure. I'd like to mention that right now, Vinci is between IT contracts. So our IT support right now for studies is very limited. We're working on rectifying that as quickly as possible so we can get everybody back to work and servicing our customers. I'd also like to point out that anytime you have a question about Vinci, simply send an email to vinci@va.gov, and if we don't have the answer, we'll find the answer. Our concierge team is superb about that. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming, and I really appreciate your business as in Vinci. We're here to help you. Again, it's a free service, and we provide everything except the analysis. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tim, and thank you, Ron Simpson, for standing by and answering questions. Audience members, I'd like to remind everybody that Vinci holds a cyber seminar every month, and next month on May 10th, the title of the seminar will be Vinci Data and Data Services. Right now, scheduled to be presented by Hamid Saoudian, and I'm sure that I butchered his name. So I'm sure it'll be just as informative as today's. Tim, we had a couple, not questions, but comments. Thank you, great seminar, that sort of thing. So, as always, very popular. Audience great. Members, I'm going to go ahead and close the cyber seminar momentarily. And when I do, a short survey will pop up. Please take a few moments to fill that out. We really do look at everyone, and we use that to continue to bring you high-quality cyber seminars. Once again, thanks, Ron. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Vinci.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a good day. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, everybody.